So, as you may have heard, last Sunday, Peter and John saw the empty tomb, but not the risen Christ. Mary Magdalene saw the risen Christ and spoke with him. Jesus gave her the message to tell the disciples that he is ascending to his Father and their Father, to his God and their God. Jesus has extended his relationship with God the Father to them and to us too. Today, the Easter story continues with Jesus' appearance to the disciples. Please bow your hearts in prayer with me. Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you for all the blessings you give us. Thank you for your unfailing love. Thank you for your Son, our Savior and Lord. And thank you for your Holy Spirit who heals and empowers us. Help us to encounter your Son, Jesus, the risen Christ, and to worship him with gladness and singleness of heart. Amen. So the passage for today begins. That Sunday evening, the disciples were meeting behind locked doors because they were afraid of the Jewish leaders. Suddenly, Jesus was standing there among them. "Peace be with you," he said. The disciples are meeting behind locked doors because they are afraid of the Jewish leaders. The Jewish leaders had conspired against Jesus and had Jesus crucified. Jesus was suddenly standing among them, despite the locked door. Jesus offers the disciples peace. Prior to Jesus' trial and crucifixion, Jesus offered the disciples peace, knowing the future that we would have. In John 14:27, Jesus tells the disciples, "Peace I leave you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not be afraid." But they were afraid. They were afraid for their own lives. No matter what the circumstances, dear friends, we also have the peace Jesus gives us, and our hearts are not meant to be troubled. We are not meant to be afraid. Perfect love casts out all fear, and Jesus is perfect love. As he spoke, he showed them the wounds in his hands and his side. They were filled with joy when they saw the Lord. Now, Mary Magdalene recognized Jesus when he called her by name. As the Good Shepherd, Jesus knows his sheep and calls them by their names, and the sheep know the voice of their shepherd. Jesus calls us by our names, too. The disciples recognize Jesus when they see the wounds in his hands and side. Again he said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I am sending you." Jesus affirms that the Father sent him. Before Jesus was arrested, he prayed for the disciples in John chapter 17, verses 15 to 18. "My prayer is not that you take them out of the world, but that you protect them from the evil one. They are not of the world, even as I am not of it. Sanctify them by the truth. Your word is the truth. As you sent me into the world, I have sent them into the world." Dear friends, we are also called to serve God in the world. We are sent to. Then he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone's sins, they are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven." Jesus gives the disciples the Holy Spirit. In John 14:26, Jesus tells the disciples, "But the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you." This verse fulfills this promise Jesus made to the disciples. We have the Holy Spirit to guide us and teach us too. Now we do not forgive sins. Sins are forgiven through Jesus. The disciples participate in Christ's saving mission by telling people about Jesus with the help of the Holy Spirit, and that Jesus forgives sins. This is our mission too. The story continues. One of the 12 disciples, Thomas, nicknamed the twin, was not with the others when Jesus came. They told him, "We have seen the Lord." The disciples proclaimed the good news to Thomas. They announced that they have seen the risen Christ. But he replied, "I won't believe it unless I see the nail wounds in his hands, put my fingers into them, and place my hand into the wound in his side." Thomas refuses to believe their testimony. His belief is conditioned on personally seeing the risen Christ. But did the disciples believe Mary's testimony, or did they need to see Jesus to believe that he is risen? In Luke chapter 24, verse 11, the gospel writer recorded that the disciples did not believe the women because their words seemed like nonsense. 8 days later, the disciples were together again, and this time Thomas was with them. The doors were locked, but suddenly, as before, Jesus was standing among them. "Peace be with you," he said. Thomas is with the disciples when Jesus appears again. Notice that the doors are locked. The disciples are still fearful. They have seen the risen Christ, who has greeted them with his peace, and he has given them the Holy Spirit. They are afraid. Now, yes, their fear is rational human thinking. Jesus was crucified, and we know that some of them will be martyred for their faith in Jesus. As John wrote in his epistle, there is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. And that's in 1 John chapter 4, verse 18. We are not meant to live our lives in fear. Of course, this perfect love is God's unfailing love for us. When we become fearful, we may offer our prayers to God and release our concerns to God, trusting in God's perfect plans. Let our hearts not be troubled. Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and look at my hands. Put your hand into the wound in my side. Don't be faithless any longer. Believe." While Thomas is faithless in this passage, Thomas is committed in another passage. In John chapter 11, Jesus tells the disciples that he intends to go to Jerusalem. They remind him that there are people in Jerusalem who intend to kill him. Jesus insists that he is going there. And Thomas responds to the disciples, "Let's go too and die with Jesus." Thomas is all in that passage. Jesus, concerned about Thomas' faith, offers Thomas what Thomas needs to have faith. Jesus continues to demonstrate that he is the good shepherd who lovingly cares for the sheep and meets their needs by helping Thomas have faith. Jesus does not judge Thomas harshly. Rather, Jesus gives him grace and helps Thomas believe. Now, it is worth mentioning that the gospel writer does not record that Thomas put his fingers into the wounds of Christ. That's wonderfully painted by Caravaggio, and I believe that painting is still intact. It was in Notre Dame. But note, the gospel does not say he did that. When we struggle with faith, Jesus helps us. And yes, we all have those moments where we struggle. In Mark chapter 9, verse 24, a desperate father seeks healing for his son, whom the disciples are unable to heal. When the father speaks to Jesus, he says, "But if you can do anything, take pity on us and help us." "If you can," Jesus responds, "everything is possible for one who believes." The father exclaimed, "I do believe. Help me overcome my unbelief." Friends, when we struggle with doubt and unbelief, we confess that, we admit it, and we ask for help. And that is a prayer that God answers because God wants us to have faith. And faith is part of the fruit of the Spirit. And faithfulness is part of God's character. "My Lord and my God," Thomas exclaimed. Thomas' faith has been restored. Thomas acknowledged that Jesus is his Lord and his God. Let us join with Thomas and acknowledge Jesus is our Lord and our God. Then Jesus told him, "You believe because you have seen me. Blessed are those who believe without seeing me." Yes, blessed are those who believe without seeing. That is truly faith. Jesus demonstrates care for those of us who do not see him. We have faith as a gift from God. We are blessed. We are truly blessed. The disciples saw Jesus do many other miraculous things in addition to the ones recorded in this book, but these are written so that you may continue to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that by believing in him, you will have life by the power of his name. Jesus assured the readers of this, rather John assured the readers of this gospel that there were miraculous signs performed by Jesus. The purpose of recording these signs is to encourage the readers, and that includes us, that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and to believe in Jesus, to have life by the power of his name. Now the disciples continue to grow in their faith, and they are transformed from fearful people to ones who preach the gospel and perform miracles. The church grows significantly as the disciples lean into their calling and follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. So let us be bold in proclaiming the gospel like the disciples. Please pray with me. Dear Jesus, we thank you so much for meeting us where we need you. We ask that you continue to strengthen our faith. We ask that you help us to be bold proclaiming the gospel like the disciples. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.